What do you mean by harmonic wealth? What is that?
Well, again, if we understand that everything in our universe is comprised of energy, your body is energy, your house, your car, your money, energy vibrates. And so one of the primary laws of the universe is the law of vibration, which says that everything has a resonance or a vibration. So harmony is to be in resonance. It, when you're in harmony, you can feel that in your body. And when you're in disharmony, you can feel that as well. Now, wealth, on the other hand, comes from the root of well-being. Many people believe that wealth is just money. And I contend you can go after the money and get rich. It doesn't mean you're going to be wealthy.
I agree with that.
Now, there might be some listeners out there, George, who are saying, I'd like to give that a shot, you know.
Well, many would rather have money than not, but it does not make you happy.
It doesn't, and so it makes you comfortable. And so wealth is really well-being. So harmonic wealth is this vibrational state of well-being in five key areas of your life. Financial, that's one of the pillars, but not the totality. Financial, relational, intellectual, physical, spiritual. And when all of those are in harmony or in concert, then they all work together and increase exponentially. And I have found, you know, as I travel all around the world, that's what people, whether they're consciously aware of it or not, that's what they really want. I'll give you an example. You know, I met a gentleman named Chuck. He was a multimillionaire, thriving dental practice, great relationship.
Self-made?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
He was healthy, fit. He had all kinds of toys, all kinds of trips, and yet he still felt unfulfilled. So if you look at the five pillars of harmonic wealth, he had the financial, he had the relational. I mean, he and his wife were singing. They really were. Intellectually, he was strong. Physically, he was fit. But the spiritual component was missing. When he came to me, he wanted more, and he thought that he was going to build his business. But what really happened was he started a spiritual quest. And now his life is totally turned around because all five pillars are firing simultaneously.
You know, in my case, James, I was always doing what I wanted to do. I've been in broadcasting some form or fashion since I was 19 years old. I started making $2 an hour. I was happy, and I'm happy now. And though I'm making a little bit more than
$4 an hour,
that's right. I mean, it's what I wanted to do. It's waking up in the morning, saying, you know what, this is fun, and you know, and I did that all the time. It didn't matter what that check looks like, and I think that's important for people to understand.
So very right, George, and it's not the first time. It's probably the hundredth and hundredth of times I've heard that. You know, I suggest that every single person like yourself, and you're extremely successful. I mean, I know the span of the influence of what you're doing here. Every single person who reaches the pinnacle of their profession does not get there because they're pursuing the money. They just don't. If you doubt me, let's look at Gates. Bill Gates, he's got a buck or two.
Yeah.
You know, Gates stepped down as president, CEO of Microsoft, and why didn't he just retire and drink margaritas? You know, he could. But when he was interviewed, he said, I want to get more involved in research, development, product innovation. You know, Bill is doing what he loves, and the money comes as a byproduct of doing something you love and doing it very well.